Bill Roberts is a municipal councillor in Prince Edward County and has recently been appointed the first Canadian to chair the Board of Trustees for the Watertown Public Broadcasting Service. WPBS is a not-for-profit public television station serving eastern Ontario and northern New York State. He has held very senior positions in television, including TV Ontario, Vision TV, CRTC, and many more. Bill talks to us about his background, his new position, and the challenges ahead. Bill Roberts, you're taking on a new position. How does that feel?
Well, it's a big responsibility, but I enjoy a challenge. It seems to be the thing that I do.
And this new position that you're taking, chair of the Board of Trustees for WPBS TV, how long will you be in the position?
I think there's a two-term limit, so they won't have to put up with me for more than 6 years.
But you've been with them for quite some time in another capacity.
It's 9 years that I've been on the board, that's right.
Wow. How did you get involved with that?
Well, my story about public service broadcasting goes back to when I was 12, I think, when my very first paying gig was as a child person in a CBC radio show. Mm-hmm. So the public service broadcasting thing is kind of bread in the bone. And when I was managing director of TV Ontario, I think you may remember there was a premier named Mike Harris who was very keen to sell and privatize TV Ontario. So I needed to look around pretty quickly to find other sources of revenue and other, just more money. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, there were 14 actually PBS border stations that stepped up and said, you know, Bill, we'd be happy to work with TV Ontario and, you know, save my butt. Also, luckily, Premier Harris did not privatize TV Ontario, and there I was with 14 new partners to work with. So that was something. And then in 1991, I co-created with colleagues in NHK Japan. NHK is actually the largest public broadcaster in the world. Lots of people think it's the BBC, but it's actually NHK in Japan. We created this thing called Public Broadcasters International, which is now about 40 different public broadcasters from around the world. And we hosted TV Ontario, and when I was an executive there, hosted the first PBI, or Public Broadcasters International. And then right up after that was PBS. They hosted, and last year that was the CBC that hosted, and it's really grown into something. So it's, again, there I was with PBS.
In your new position, what are you hoping to achieve, or what are your goals?
Well, we're up against a mindset. Frankly, it's an ideology, which is attacking universities, attacking immigrants, attacking museums, attacking law firms, attacking cultural institutions. And PBS is not spared from that attack by, I think, what's fair to say is an increasingly authoritarian and extreme right-wing agenda in the White House. We're hoping that Congress, at the last minute perhaps, will not claw back what Congress has already passed in terms of funding for PBS. It's weird. Poll after poll after poll done by Democrats, Republicans, Independents, you pick your pollster, come up with PBS being the number one most trusted institution in the United States. And in terms of the American taxpayer, the number two best institution to invest in terms of taxpayer dollars getting benefits to the U.S. military. So, that's sort of what you would think would be the MAGA crowd. And also, we've done some polling more recently within the last year that looks at solid Republican MAGA states. And it would appear from the polling data that at least 65% of Republicans in those states would like to see PBS not only continue to be funded, especially with funds that have already been voted two and 3 years ago, but also increased funding. So hopefully we'll be able to turn that around. But I have some contingencies if we don't. There has not been one Republican administration in the history of the United States that has not gone after zeroing out public broadcasting.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think people should support public broadcasters. They should support community broadcasters. I think that community broadcasters like 99.3 County FM here in Prince Edward County. Student radio is very important. I was involved in student radio when I was at Trent University. It was kind of cut my teeth on that sort of approach to an independent, open mind media. And wherever you are, support your educational broadcaster, Knowledge Network, TV Ontario, TV Quebec, and of course the CBC, Radio-Canada.
Thank you. For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.